Hey.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
CBS News Brief. Idalia has powered up to a hurricane, and it's on its way to Florida's west coast. Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore.
This is a big day for Idalia. Does it really blow up to a Cat 3? As we go through the next 24 hours. And that's what we're going to watch as it moves over these very warm waters with light shear.
It's expected to make landfall tomorrow. We're learning more about yesterday's deadly shooting of a faculty member at UNC Chapel Hill. CBS's Jeff Pegues.
CBS News has confirmed that the suspect taken into custody is from China. Because it's still early in the investigation, we don't know the motive for the attack, but it does not appear to be random.
Broward County Sheriff's Department says a medevac chopper crashed into an apartment building in Pompano Beach, killing two people. Sheriff Gregory Tony.
A lady in her home died in this tragedy. The second of which is one of my firefighters. We lost one of our captains today who was on board serving this community.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Anyone.
1057
CFW. Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. Out of my dreams. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. Woo! The Valley's fun music. This is 1057 CFW.
Thank you.
The reason they hired me at 105.7 is because I can pronounce the letter W the way it's supposed to be pronounced. Lots of other inferior voice guys use W or W. Not me. I can say 105.7 CHW perfectly. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
1057 CFW. Mostly sunny today with a little more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires out there this afternoon. Our high 75. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 50. Tomorrow, just like today, sunny 75. Then on Thursday, sunshine with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
CFW.
This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your fish bare. A fever.
7 CFW.
The dark side's called love and misery. She'll never know just how I feel. From out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean.
Fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Washington. This is 105.7 CFW.
Barracuda.
Summer is going by so fast, and if you're still looking for fun, free programs to keep your kids busy, check out the Y on the Fly. It's the mobile version of the YMCA and sets up every Thursday at 4:30. Games, fun, and even some healthy meals provided through the end of August. Find the Y on the Fly set up at the English Lutheran Church of Bateman in Chippewa Falls.
The dance, the temple.
1057 CFW. A part of summer is those little push-up pops with the sherbet and flimsy plastic straws that would break if you pushed them the wrong way.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah, you remember those push-ups, right? 1057 CFW.
Done. Satisfaction of what's to come. I couldn't ask for
1057 CFW. We'll be right back.
You know, if you've been in the Valley for a while, you know that WCFW's always been the station where FM stands for fine music.
This is WCFW, where FM means fine music.
Well, we think in addition to fine music, FM can also stand for fun music. The Valley station for fine music and fun music is here. Tell a friend about 105.7 CFW.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Idalia powered up to hurricane status this morning. It's expected to gain strength as it bears down on Florida's west coast tomorrow. Fort Myers Beach Mayor Dan Allers.
A lot of us are still living in trailers from Ian. Please do not stay in the trailers. They're not safe to stay in. Even with a minor surge, they could float.
Police in North Carolina still looking for a weapon and a motive in yesterday's shooting death of a UNC Chapel Hill faculty member. Campus Police Chief Brian James says the killing appears to have been targeted.
Based on witness information at the scene, UNC police were able to identify a suspect, and after a search of the surrounding area, the suspect was taken into custody.
His name has not been released. Among the Biden administration's first drugs targeted for price negotiations in a bid to cut Medicare costs, the popular diabetes treatment, Jardiance, and the blood thinner, Eliquis. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.